So Pasuk Zayin through Chav Gimel, I don't know if you've noticed in the past, but I bracketed according to the Parshiyos. So from Vato Bonim Shimuli in Zayin until Hu Yomus Be'ein Musar is one chativa, it's one entity. And what is it saying? So one of the Yesodis here, if somebody would ask me in general, if you put all these psukim together, what are the principal elements of these psukim? So I would say, number one, you know, in the synapse of the nerves, to make a connection from one nerve to the next so that there can be communication, electrical communication, there's something called the all or nothing principle. I think here there's a kind of all or nothing idea. When a person wants to be pure, he cannot dip his toe into the waters, the murky waters of chait, and then say, it's not such a big deal. I didn't do anything really terrible. Or most of the time, I'm okay. And it's very interesting. In Musar, in Yiddishkeit, we are always striving. And the minute a person says, there's no need for me to strive because I'm basically all right. You know, I remember we had a shochan in the summer who was a nice fellow, but so completely gone. Baruch Hashem, he married a Jewish girl and their children married Jewish, which I think is a nes nigla. At Kedei Kaf, that he encouraged his children when they were young to play with the goyim across the road rather than to have any shaychus to us, because maybe chas v'sholoim they'll get infected, you know, like a bug. They might get infected if they stay too close to us and change from the ideals that he wanted. Anyhow, Bekitzer, I used to speak to him for hours and hours on end, trying from every possible angle to convince him to make a bracha, to keep Shabbos. Finally, I was zeicha to one. He gave in on one point. He's not going to mow his lawn on Shabbos because it bothers us. That's where he was holding. Anyhow, after an acquaintanceship of many, many years, it happened to be that he had an aneurysm and he had to go to the hospital, and it was touch and go, mamish, touch and go. He was 1 foot across the border to Jenemsveld. But Baruch Hashem, he made it and he survived it, and he's very much alive today. So quite a number of years already. Anyhow, Bekitza, I called him up. I was already in New York. It was in the wintertime. I called him up to see how he's doing and to wish him well, to wish him a refuah shleima. So the first thing he tells me, he says, Rabbi, you remember we had all those long talks? He says, Rabbi, I have to tell you. You remember I told you God likes me the way I am? Well, isn't it proof positive? Look how I survived this ordeal. Don't you see that God likes me the way I am? And he would say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I owe you my entire life. I'm going to be good. Or at least before the operation, say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll be good. Just take care of me. Make me well. And he sees in it evidence that he's perfectly fine the way he is, and that Eibishter wants him that way. So comes the parasha of this Perek and Mishlei, and it says a Yesod. There's no such thing. And it's the second pasuk says it very clearly. Harchek me'oleha darkecha v'al tikrav el pesach mesa. There's no such thing as dipping your toe into the pool of iniquity. You cannot touch chait. Pentitein la'achirim hoidecha ushnoisecha la'achzori. This pasuk ches and tes, consequence, ches followed by tes. I tell you the truth, this is the yesoid ha-yesoidos of psychology and the philosophy of chait. person is born pure. And his hanhaga could be a hanhaga of Kedusha. And what happens is that we get tainted, but not enough to lose it all. What we don't realize is that there's a question, what do you mean by losing it all? And this is such a gewaltige yisoid. Does a person have a right to say that I'm basically okay? So you'll say no, because every aveira is an aveira. And every time you do something wrong, how did the Vilna Gaon say to that apikoros that encountered him? And somebody put down some food on the table and he started taking the food and he didn't wash his hands for hamotzi or something. And the Gaon said, no, you have to wash your hands. So the person says, I don't believe in anything. I don't even keep Shabbos. You're telling me to wash my hands? So the Gaon answered him that Hashem will punish you for Shabbos and Hashem will punish you for not washing your hands. If we make that kind of a cheshbon, everyone's going to be masking that if I did something wrong, and if I got involved in something that's not 100%, even though basically I'm okay, but for that alone I have to do tshuva. And that alone is something that I have to worry about. And of course that's true. But it misses the point. It misses the point. When a person is tainted, imagine you have pure blue, sky blue. And then somebody takes a little black ink and drops it in. The sky blue is no longer sky blue to perfection. In every part of the ink, in every part of the paint. And when a person draws with that ink, with that paint, he cannot draw a sky blue sky the way he was able to before. My point is that purity is accompanied by all kinds of good things which cannot be the result of a tainted purity. But the amazing thing is that we never realized the madregas that we could have reached, the person that we might have been, because you can't be both at the same time. A lot of times, koichos hanefesh come out in certain ways and certain places, sometimes with adversity. Again, bar minan. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu never visit us with these challenges. But the fact of the matter is that people rise to the occasion. It means they have it in them. Why aren't these koichos evident all the time? The answer is because we're tainted. We don't have... The koichos hanefesh are there, but they're traumatized. They're bound hand and foot. And to loosen those bonds and to get out of ourselves is a very big avoda. So when something catastrophic happens, Rachmana Litzlan, the bonds are loosened instinctively, naturally. But for us to do that b'kavona is a tremendous avoda. And that's the pshat yizbu zarim koichecha, such an unbelievable powerful phrase. It's an unbelievably powerful phrase. Yizbu from the lashon of svia, paisechas yedecho mazbia l'chol chai. Zarim, the strangers, meaning the alien forces, the antagonistic forces, feed on you and sap your koyach. You're talking here about the equivalent of a spiritual leech, a spiritual parasite that gets into you and sucks your blood dry. Pen yizbu zarim koychecha. Batzavecha beveis nachri. It's unbelievable. Your koyches, where are they? They're in a stranger's home. V'nohamta ba'achrisecha b'chlos b'sarcha u'sheirecha. And later on, a person wakes up one day and says, Kukvas is gevoren mit mir, v'amarta, oh, if I only would have listened. If I only would have listened to the Rebbe. person goes through elementary school, a leptatog, a person goes through high school, a leptatog, a person goes off with his chaverim and a leptatog, and one day he wakes up and he realizes that all of those koichas, what happened to them? Who is he? For Marta Eichsa Nesi Musar V'Teichachas Noatz Libi V'lo Shamati B'Kol Meiri U'Lelamdei Melamdei Lo Hitisi Ozni. I paid no attention to them. They were trying to guide me. They were trying to teach me. I paid no attention to them. Zachpilipoi. Kima'at Hayisi B'Kol Ra B'Seich Kohal V'Eda. I have my own little pshat on this pasuk. A person can sometimes go off the derech. Goes off the derech, he goes away. I have a chaver that went off the derech, he's in China somewhere. He went off the derech 45 years ago, 50 years ago. And he's been in every part of the world looking for himself. And now he's somewhere in China. It's such a rachmanis on him. What he could have become. But Pasuk Yudala tells us something else. You can be Besaych Kal Ve'eda. Kimat Hayisi B'chol Ra. There's a depressing quality to all of this in the realization, except for the fact that there's always hope. And if you look at the Hemshech of this Perek, you feel the confidence oozing out of Shlomo HaMelech's pen, if you will. He's given this Ruach HaKodesh to describe the person's disintegration with not that much chait from the person that he might have been. And all of a sudden, from Pasuk Tezvav on, he's painting an entirely different picture. And of course, Pasuk Yotes, which is maybe the second essential yesoid that this series of psukim teaches us, is that Torah is real and living. Not only is it real and living, but it is very much in the image, and I don't mean the image of comparison, I mean in the image mamish, of a physical being with whom a man can have a love affair. A beautiful, delightful object of adoration, which is Ayeles Ahovim V'Yalas Chen. Tadeho Yirvucha B'Choleis Ba'Avosa Tishge Tomit. You know that Chazal tell us in 100 different places that certain Averas, even Avera that a person is, should be Benidui V'Amevin Yovin. What is the solution? The answer is Limud HaTorah. We don't always appreciate the cleansing mechanism, the purifying koiches of Limud HaTorah. But when a person is deeply immersed in Torah, the pores open up, and the person that he might have been is real. That's why when a person is singing a niggun in the middle of the night, and he's hurrying over a Rambam, all of a sudden he feels as if he's somebody else. Because the connection to that Yalas Chaim makes the real you come out.